From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to the new week.
Thank you very much, Mike.
I'm assuming those payroll numbers that came out in America, although a little short given all that's happened over the last few months, really probably didn't freak them out. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, you are. You are. So we had a brief reprieve in the Friday trading session from the trade tariff discussions, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But we got that in the form of this release of the July employment data. That's what they call the non-farm payrolls report. And as it turned out, actually, Mike, the week ended up pretty well. Both the S&P 500 and Dow gained about 0.5% on Friday. So they went into the weekend looking pretty good. And I think the jobs number certainly helped. Now, Mike, it is a monthly number, so it can be quite volatile. And because, of course, it's a very short time period to generate the number, they often revise previous numbers. And that's exactly what we got here. We had expectations for a headline number of the US economy having added 190,000 jobs in that month. We only got 157 on the actual number, so it was short of expectations. But the picture was significantly improved by revisions to earlier months. So if you take into account those early revisions, the average number is running at 244 per month for the last 3 months. So very strong numbers. Unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%, which is kind of, you think about it for a second, take a step back on that. This is a very, very large economy with an unemployment rate sitting under 4%. That's sitting around that 4% for quite some time. What they call underemployment, this is people who are working but would like more work. That's at 7.5%. Now, that is the lowest level that has been at for 17 years, since 2001, and it's a percent lower than it was last year as well. So all good numbers there. On the wages front, I mean, well, we know the Federal Reserve has moved into a tightening phase. The rationale of that is that there's got to be some pressures building up in the US economy that will generate inflation. Still not really seeing it in the wages though, Mike. No. I mean, it's sitting at 2.7% growth, but it's flatlining there, and it's lower than CPI inflation. So wages, even in that incredibly strong employment environment, aren't increasing any faster than the level of CPI. I don't think this will have changed the Fed's position, though. I still think they move the Fed funds rate up once more in September.
Okay, talk to me about the trade. Where are we at? I've lost counts. Tip for tat, tap for tit, tip for tat, just back and forth.
The thing about this is it's so fast moving, isn't it, Mike? I mean, every day seems to bring another twist, turn, or tweet in this case, and a lot of US trade policy seems to be communicated to us via tweets. So there is, very much a tit-for-tat procession at the moment. Now, Trump addressed a rally over the week in Columbus, Ohio, and he was also on the Twitter feed as well. So he's China's now saying that they'll impose tariffs on $60 billion worth of imports from the US, including aircraft and liquefied natural gas, LNG. That's in response to Trump threatening to lift the tariffs of the 10% on the $200 billion of imports to 25%. Now, Trump in Ohio, he defended his use of tariffs. He said that they're playing hardball in trade. That's my thing. Trump said, that's my thing, playing hardball on trade. He also tweeted that the US trade position is working because the Chinese share market is down 27% in the last 4 months. And he said the Chinese are now talking to the US, but it appears to be very difficult to actually know who's talking to who. Yeah. He thinks it's working in the steel industry. He said, look, it's the US rebuilt China. It's now time to start rebuilding their own country. The Chinese continue to say their implementation and date of their tariffs is completely dependent, completely reactive on the US. That thing about liquefied natural gas, Mike, is important because the Chinese are being very specific about where they're targeting. There's a lot of money being supposedly going to be put into liquefied natural gas in Texas. This calls into doubt whether or not people will invest in that. So they are being very specific in the areas they're targeting.
Okay, give me the numbers.
25,462 on the Dow, up 136, so that's about 0.54%. S&P 500, 2840, up 13. NASDAQ, 7812, up 9. The FTSE 100, they were up 1.1% on Friday, 7659. The Nikkei, they're up 13, 22525. Shanghai Composite, the Chinese market lost another 1% on Friday, down 28, 2740. The Aussies, 6234, lost 6. And we gained 0.17% on the NZX 50, up 15, 8864. One New Zealand dollar this morning, 0.6743 against the US, 0.9109 Aussie, 0.5830 euros, 0.5184 pounds, 74.99 yen. Gold a little bit lower, $1,214.90 US cents. Brent crude, $73.21.
Perfect stuff. Have a good day. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.